accountability and early literacy. Those were the two major ways former educators and policy analysts from Florida say they were able to turn the public education system in their state around. They joined Charleston-based nonprofit The Education Alliance at their first annual education summit to share strategies that may help West Virginia do the same.
Primarily, we chose to look at them because of their success.
Dr. Amelia Quartz is the president and CEO of the Education Alliance and says Florida was chosen as a focus this year, not because West Virginia should mirror their efforts, but because they started in a similar place in terms of student achievement and were able to make a change.
They have specific data that shows how they've moved student achievement over the last 10 years from below the national average to above the national average, and that's absolutely where West Virginia wants to go.
The morning started with a strategy session focused on accountability. Florida implemented a new grading system for schools, giving them a simple A through F rating based on achievement and other variables. Former Assistant Deputy Commissioner at the Florida Department of Education, Dr. Chrissy Hovenetz, says by putting the new system in place and making school scores available to everyone, they saw a change in instruction that led to drastic results.
And that following year, instructional practices changed so much that we've had more A and B schools than we did D or F schools. And then the following year, we had twice as many A and B schools as we did in that first year.
The West Virginia Department of Education implemented a new accountability system earlier this year with the intent to be more transparent. But it's too soon to tell if the new system will have similar results to Florida's. The second major focus of the day was early literacy. Governor Tomlin's education reform bill, passed during the 2013 legislative session, calls for West Virginia students to meet reading proficiency levels by the third grade. A benchmark State Board of Education President Gail Manchin says 73% of students in the state aren't meeting.
And we know that if you're not reading well by the end of third grade, where you are supposed to be learning to read, as you progress through school, where you're supposed to be reading to learn, you're not going to be able to do that. And so we know that children start dropping out of school way before they turn 16. It starts happening when they can't keep up, when they're not able to engage and be a part of what is going on in the classroom.
Carrie Miller served as the deputy director for Just Read Florida, Governor Jeb Bush's statewide literacy initiative. She showed summit participants decade-old statistics from the state.
29% of Florida's third grade students scored at the lowest achievement level on our statewide reading assessment.
That means 10 years ago, about a third of Florida's third graders couldn't read. Miller says that statistic, combined with leadership that understood the value of reading, led the state to implement a new measure.
And that measure was requiring students in third grade that scored at the lowest achievement level on our statewide reading assessment to be retained.
Retained, meaning held back to repeat the third grade. There were, however, six exemptions to being retained, including a second test, additional coaching, and many that dealt with special education or English as a second language students. But Miller admits that notion was a hard sell for parents.
Share from a teacher perspective is that although the retention seems scary for adults, it's not as scary for kids. And actually, many of the kids have benefited from an additional year because some kids just need more time.
As someone who taught under the standards, Miller says she saw her retained students' self-esteem improve, which in turn improved their level of achievement. Statewide reading scores went up, and in recent years, they've been able to continue the increase while the number of students being held back has dropped off. Court says these policies are just examples of things West Virginia should begin to look at as we move forward trying to increase student achievement. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.